the bizarre Rajba in our sugya. We've been looking all over Shas. We've been in Yevamos, we've been in Ksubas, we've been in Brachas, we've been in Nazir. There's an odd Rajba here. If you look at the Rajba, now the Ma'am comes. I didn't expect you to have seen it. But if you look at Rajba here, Lam Vav Mabez. Abaye says, you remember, Gemara had two kashas. The second kasha was a more global one. First thing I started with, how does Prisbal work? Isn't that Nakira Tarma Torah? Abaye had a local answer to that. Shmiz B'man Zed Rabban. Then they go at a second global kasha. Shmitas, Ksaf, and Rabban. What does that mean? How do you eat that? There's no Shemitah Ksaf in the Torah, but there is a Shemitah Ksaf in the Rabban. How does that work? Mela that Chazal should say, Chavis. Mela that Chazal will say, according to Rov Rishonim, Sphere Sa'omer Bismanazah is not Daraisa. The Chazal will say, in the Rabban you gotta count Sphere Sa'omer. Okay. Now, Torah there's no obligation. In the Rabban this day, you gotta spend a couple of seconds every night counting. It's not Akira's government at Torah. They created a new chiyuv. The Gemara says, I understand. You owe the money. Minatorah, you owe the money. Minatorah, the loan is not canceled. And Midraban, Chazal canceled. That's our Gemara getting love and love. That's where we began. The second kash in our Gemara. How does that work? How did Chazal tell me, don't pay your debts? Against a din daraisa. Normally, it's an issa daraisa not to pay your debts. How do the rabbis tell me, that's okay, don't pay your debts. Be a deadbeat. When I tell you you're just a deadbeat, means you're a bond in the Shemitah's Ksav. What do you mean? That didn't go as cash. So Abaye says, Shabal Tasa. No problem. Rava says, no. What was Rava's answer? Have a president. In commenting on Abaye, who says, Sheval Tasa, oh, how is Sheval? You're just not paying your debts. You're just not paying your debts. So here's intriguing. There's a Rishon who says, that, yeah, Abaye's saying, look, it's a Sheval Tasa. Einze el Sheval Tasa. The main thing is, we're telling the guy, don't collect your debt. We're telling the other guy, don't pay your debt. In other words, it's Sheval Tasa because physically passive. Which sort of Rishon, the Rishon who says that in our sugya, ought to come from which part of the world? Spain or Germany?
Germany. Right?
Because, why?
Because we had said that the Ashkenazim are all on the side of saying the Sheval Tasa means physically passive.
Remember, we saw a Tosfos Yevamos that said that. Rebbe Chanan pointed to a Rosh, a Pirush Rosh Nazi that said that. It's the implication of Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah. Put that in brackets because he's not bothered by what the Rajbas and Rosh Hashanah thought was a Givaldic Araya. It's the implication of Tosfos and Ksubas, who says, aha, the fact that we say in the tragic case of Meis Avim Shal Chasim Ima Shal Kala, Ksubas Gimel Abed Dal Manal, we talked about yesterday morning, that Tosfos says, you see from here, where how could it be that Chazal tell me, put that Velus aside temporarily? Must be that Velus is also Drabanan. Shitas HaTosfos that Avelis says the Shiva is totally Drabanan. Right? So those of all those Rishon, all those Baal Yatosos, we're assuming that Sheval Tasa just means physically passive. It doesn't matter whether it's a lav or an asay. If you're physically passive, Sheval Tasa. A bitul asay like Avelis, but active, that's a kumba asay. While we had seen, right, Rav Chana pointed out a Rajbe in Rosh Hashanah. About Baltigra, who said Baltigra apparently is kumvase. We have to give some other explanation for how the Chachamim allow me to violate Baal Tigra.
But see, the fact that the Rajba and his Chaverim, Ramban, who based Midrasho, is usually the term, Ramban his based Midrash.
If you're a scholarly, you say the Ramban school. Ramban had Talmidim and Talmidei Talmidim. One of the Ramban's most prominent Talmud was the Rajba, who was his successor also. Ramban was the Rav of Barcelona, and which is the largest, one of the largest, not the largest Jewish community in Spain. Ramban passed away, the Rajba took over that position. So Ramban based Midrasho in Yevamos, they're not interested in Tosas's Kasha, because again, they say, since this is a mitzvah sese, Shani is a mitzvah lo sese.
And the Ramban based Midrasho, Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva in Ksumas, they all say, you saw the Ramban yesterday,
oh, ignoring Avelus temporarily, that's a Shev Al Tasa. It's very active. It's very active. It's very active. The fellow's going to go and bathe. He's going to go and be Sachin. Val Kulam is, you get married and both will be as mitzvah. Ooh, that seems very physically active. You can't call that a lack of Maisa. So again, that all aligns with Rabbi Chanan's point.
In Rabbi Chanan's, Rabbi Chanan started us with the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah versus the Rosh Hashanazir, and we see that the Rishonim seem to line up pretty consistently.
Pretty consistently. And now we have, and now here in our Sugya, Abai says Shaval Tasa, the same Shaval Tasa in Yizin Yivamas.
And we have a Rishon who says, yeah, it's Shaval Tasa, because we're just telling you, don't pay the debts, don't collect the debt. We tell the lender, don't collect the debt. We tell the borrower, don't pay the debt.
Shame. Passive. So that sounds like an Ashkenazi. The problem is, who says it? The Rashba. Here, see, I'll pick it up so you can see. The dark blue, navy blue Rashba. You don't have to believe me. You'll look later and get back to the base marriage. The first Rashba, you take Rashba off the shelf. The first Rashba on the other base. He says, that's what Abai is pointing at. This is Sheval Tasi. Abai's teretz is, he's not being machadish the concept of Sheval Tasa. He's not being machadish the concept. Maybe if you look in your Gemara, you'll notice. Take a look, Lama Vavim Beis. Rashbi even has a beautiful diak. Top of Lama Vavim Beis, third line. Gemara second kasha. Mi'ika midi de mida oraisa lo misham tishvias. The takin rabban de tishmat. That's the second. How could it be? Min ha Torah there is no shmitas ksafim zanazeh. Min ha Torah I owe the money to Shmuel, and yet midrabbanan they tell me ignore Shmuel. If he comes knocking on your door, you can ignore him. He sends you an invoice, ignore him. You're not mechayiv to pay. How are you talking? So what Abaye say? So we would have expected Abaye to say what. Rabba says in Yevamos is Shev Al Tasa, fill the next word, Shev Al Tasa, shiny. Shev Al Tasa is different. That's the way the Gemara presents the Yevamos. That's different. So Rajva points out, here he said, Abaye says, Shev Al Tasa who? It is Shev Al Tasa. Not a new concept. Oh, Shev Al Tasa is a separate category. So Rajva says, we know Shev Al Tasa already. Abai's point that this is an example of Shev Al Tasa. This is also Shev Al Tasa. Shev Al Tasa, this is also Shev Al Tasa. Oh, okay. He says, yeah, because I might have thought it's not Shev Al Tasa. Yeah, I'm just telling you, you don't pay the debt, you don't collect the debt. Sounds very Ashkenazi. This is Rashba speaking. That's sort of funny. Now we have, on the side of physical passivity, a Taisus in Yevamos, a Rashi in Azer, a Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, a Taisus in Ksuvas, and a Rashba in Gittin. That's awkward. Being that the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah was pretty clear, that's not how he defines Sheval Tasa. The Rashba in Ksuvas was pretty clear that on Dav Dalet, the Ramban is on Dav Gimel Beis, the Rashba is, I believe, on Dav Dalet. Oh, pretty clear that's not how he defines Sheval Tasa. And then they get to our Sugi, all of a sudden, sort of awkward. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? So B'chlali understands, as we, the opening kasha from a couple days ago, why is, we're trying to understand why Rava doesn't say held like Abaye. And again, the Rashba's highlight. We already know the Yisoid of Shevaltas. And Rabbi just pointed out, our Rebbe Rava had this terrace. So why did Rava have to disagree? Number two, the Rashba seems to be on the wrong side of the fence in our sugya. Is our sugya is different? Like what all of a sudden happened? And then you'll remember we also left off that quirky Shaila, Rebbe Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. And you remember quoted by T. Pesach Frank and Mikray Kosh Rosh Hashanah, Simon Lama Beis, quoted by Rav Zevin, is Modin Bahalacha. He was the one who had that, you remember, he had that idea that Bezman Azeh, we ought to Alpidin, he held that we should be once again blowing shofar, even on Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, that he held that fits within the framework that some of the Rishonim have for when you do blow shofar on Shabbos. So he held you do blow shofar on Shabbos. Everyone else held he was wrong. And they argued and argued, L'shem Shamayim, And they didn't come to resolution. Everyone else thought that he was incorrect, and he felt that they were incorrect. He thought that his reading of the sugya and Rosh Hashanah was correct, and they thought he was wrong. Shame. And word had been that he was going to be blowing. So should we go listen? Should we not go listen? Interesting child. What does that have to do with this? It has everything to do with this. And here, let's put all the pieces together. Because again, as we had said, now we're ready to hopefully weave everything together. One issue in Sheval, Akira's Davar Min HaTorah, but Sheval Tase is what does it mean? What does it mean? How do you define the terms Sheval Tase? Does it mean literally to be physically fasted? Or is it just a way of saying Bitzel HaMitzvah as opposed to a violation of a law? Usually, Bitzel HaMitzvah is passive. Usually, violation of law is active. So, Mimela, yeah, question.
A potential way to think the Rashba. If the Rashba holds that by Allah, the Rabbanim has no power to walk through Allah, then here, by not paying back alone, you're violating the law of the Rosh Hashanah challenge. So, you have to print the Sheva Al-Tasa differently than the other places. Is the definition of Sheva Al-Tasa can't apply?
I agree with you. No, well, I'm not sure if you're answering, you're highlighting the question, which is. Right. Which is, so Benny's pointing out, well, we have a Yisoid of Sheval Tasa, which Abaye is quoting here, and the problem is, well, how does it fit? Here it doesn't fit. So you're saying, well, maybe the Rashba said, well, here it doesn't fit, because here there is a law. I would have said Gezel or Oshek. So the answer, the Rashba adopted a different definition. Yeah, so that's, I think you're, that's an important first step, but of course, That can't just be the answer. I mean, well, but that's not what it means. So it needs to be some sort of terrors. You can't solve your problems by ignoring them. That's you said in life in general. It's going to be true in problems in life. It's going to be true in problems in the svar. I can point out a kash and leave it as a tzarechian, but to just pretend the kash isn't there probably doesn't help you. But you are onto something very important. We're going to come back to that soon. But let's work backwards. We're going to respond to our kashas, but we're going to go forward in developing the sugya. We'll review and highlight where we ended very briefly yesterday, and then we'll see how that solves our problems. So where we ended yesterday was to say, well, there's a second question. If the first question is a question of description, what do the words mean? What does Shev Al Tazda mean? The second question is a question of explanation. Why? Why is it? I don't know. The second question is why? Why is it that Akira's Davar B'Shev Al Tasa is any different than B'Kum Basay? Why? Rav Chista, I understand. Rav Chista says Yesh Koach Laker. But if Rav holds in Koach Laker, so then why is Shev Al Tasa different? You gave me a chiluk, but a chiluk without a hesber is worthless. Why does the difference? Why does this distinction make a difference? So we left go. We saw yesterday. This is where we left go. Now right to weave the pieces together. Remember, Rav Elchanan had said, "Oh, there are two ways to think about why Akira's davar should be Sheval Tasa should be different. What were the two ways? So, yeah, sister, give me one.
Davar Kav is davar Chamer.
Maybe what we're saying is Chazal are being oker. Maybe Chazal are being oker the din." And Rav is saying, even I agree to Rav Chista in principle, Chazal can sometimes be ochre. Rav Chista says Chazal can be ochre anything. Rav Chisda says Chazal can be oker in Isser Misa B'dei Shamayim. Rav Chisda thinks that Chazal could tell me Midrabanan, give me authority, give me license to eat Truma, which is an Isser Daraisa with Misa B'dei Shamayim, for someone who's not a Kohen Tar. Rabbi says, well, he'd take it easy. Chazal can be oker a little bit. Good. So one approach to the why, as Aral just said, one approach to the why is that it's Akira's Davar Kal. If it's the low hanging fruit, the low level din daraisa, that Chazal talk could be okay. But the heavy duty din daraisa, they can't. Meaning the Machlokes Rabbi Chisda is really in the details. They both agree to the concept of Akira's Davar. The question is, how far do you deploy it? Okay. That's one approach. They talk of being ochre, but only summer. Good. Anyone remember what was the other take, Rami?
Yeah, you're not being ochre. There's not being ochre anything. They're adding in here.
Maybe they can't be ochre anything. Maybe there's no Akira. In other words, very good. Maybe the machlok is Rabbi of Chisda Yavamis is fundamental. Rabbi Chisda thinks Chazal can be ochre. Rabbi says, Chas v'shalom. Well, the rabbis are going to undo the deraisa. Who authorized them? The Sheval Tasa. Very good. So Rami says, they're not undoing anything. The first approach is, no, they have a delete button. It's just, a limited power. But the other approach is there's no delete button. Chazal can't undo any daraisa. Who would have heard of such a thing? What they do is, Rami says, they add. They can't delete, but they can add. They can set you personally up for a new dilemma. I can't say, Chazal, in this second approach, Chazal can't say, we're undoing the mitzvah of shofar. What they could say is Yitzriya Mitzvah Shofar, but now Dovi, in addition to the Mitzvah of Shofar on the table, I'm giving another Mitzvah Drabanan, it's also to blow Shofar on Shabbos. So Chazal didn't undo the Daraisa, but now they rigged it. They engineered a situation where every individual Jew is now in a dilemma. So it wasn't that there was a global Akira's Davar Kal. But rather, there's no Akira, and then there's an individual, every Yachid is going to be stuck, which happens all the time. We have conflicting halachic values. I have a mitzvah to do, I have another mitzvah to do, and I have to say, Osik mitzvah, pastim and mitzvah, or maybe I'm going to say, I say, docha los, I say, pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. There are many... There are many rules the halacha has for how you deal with conflicts. Life is complicated, life is rich, and life is full of conflicts. It happens all the time. Should you be learning now or davening? Should you be doing this mitzvah? It's constant. Most of it is already, we've sort of ironed it out. We just know what to do. So I get up in the morning, and I'm in the mood of learning, I'm going to go daven shacharis. Why? Why does shacharis take precedence over learning? Okay, because the Gemara might cut and daf tes works out when other mitzvahs take precedence over learning. And so on and so forth. Halacha is full of the rules for how to navigate, how to triage, would be the term. Different people call them to the hospital, so they have to figure out who do they take into the emergency room first. They have to triage. Who goes first, who goes second? So halacha is playing rules of triage. So they say, there's no, I say, he says the other approach. There's no Akira. There's an individual triage that's going on. Chazal set me up with a conflict, and then I have on the one hand now Dovi and Elisha and Eitan and Zevi and every other Jew in this room and every other Jewish male in the rest of the world for the last close to 2,000 years. Every couple of years, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and the way the second side goes, every Jew now ends up with a conflict. Not a conflict with do I learn and do I daven, a conflict of do I keep the mitzvah daraisa of shofar, or do I keep the issur drabanan of no shofar on Shabbat. And what rule do we use? So Bukharan says, look, there is a Gemara. Some of you, those who learned Masechet Rosh Hashanah this summer, whichever side of the Atlantic you're on, may come across the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches on days. If you do not learn Rosh Hashanah this summer, it's still there. Rosh Hashanah Chafes and Beis, and Gemara and Erev and Davkuf, both koi the mission Zvachim. The Gemara and Erev and Davkuf formulates a principle. Gemara they're going to talk about, I have a cup of blood, it's a mix of different karbanas. Do I do more
So I throw the blood against the mizbeach more times or less times. I have to figure out either way, either I'm doing too much or I'm doing too little. How do you solve that problem? Either I do two and that's too much, or I do one and it's too little. Because the cup of blood is a mix of two different karbanos. One calls for two matanas, the other calls for one matan. So either it's going to be baltosa or it's going to be baltega. So you're sort of stuck. It's a dilemma. The triage. How do I choose between baltosa and baltega? The way the Mishnah in Zvachim says, quoted again both in Rosh Hashanah and Erevin, and the Gemara in Erevin actually formulates the abstract principle. The abstract principle is Shev Kal Tasa. Better to violate B'Shev Al Tasa than to violate B'Kumbasa. So these are two ways to look at it. Two ways to think about the why.
Right.
Either, yes, actually, Chazal are being Oker Samaipido. Only Devarim Kalib. Sheval Tas is Kal. Kumvase is Marchamer. Or Chazal aren't being Oker anything. It's just that they can create a second parallel din, and now you and I have to figure out what do we do. So what's the rule going to be? Sheval Tas Adav. Okay. Now, let's think about this a little more. So why does either Svara, either tzad in the chakira, you've heard the word chakira before, we'll just define it once so that we actually know what we're talking about. Some achrim use the word chakira in general just to mean the two-sided question. Like the Prima Gadim uses it very broadly. More recent achrinim, from Chaim Brisker and on, Rosh Hashivas, usually is chakira, you've heard it used before. The chakira is when you have two possible understandings of why a din works. Two possible conceptual understandings of a din. Like here. I know this din of Akira's Dovrman Atari B'Shev Al-Tasa, but why? Is it because Itaki is a slight Akira, and Chazal have the right to do a slight Akira? We're not doing any Akira, and it's just, they're saying me up to say Sheshev Al-Tasa. If you really like, if like Lundisher terminology gets you going, it gives you goosebumps, so you could say, the first side is Chazal bin Oikir, the Etzim Chepts of the Din Daraisa. They're actually being Oikir the Din, they're actually operating. They're changing the din. The din daraisa and chazal are directly attacking it. Or you say the second side is there's no etzim cheftz din daraisa. There's no change. Nor vos chazal create new chiv gavra. I have a chivis gavra. I have a great din in the gavra that I have to blow shofar. And then now they create a second din in gavra. This gavra also has an issur blowing shofar. So mainly individual now every yachid who also happens to be a gavra, but that's used differently. Every yachid, because gavra doesn't really mean person, it's extrinsic, intrinsic, but Torah is another time. Every yachid, now you and I are doing the, not exactly akira, but we're doing the dechia. Triage is dechia. So, okay, now, and let's just think about this a little more. With the din in chepte din gavra, so in shtel zechfor, so let's just think this out. Again, it's dangerous. The danger right now is, I asked you a question. Okay, why does Sheval Tasa, work? And then I said two, like, interesting sounding Lumdisha Zachin, and now that's all good, because now I had my Lumdisha fix. It's important, though, to make sure that I actually understand how the answers the question. Right, so why is this, either of these, if these are both valid possible explanations of the din, that means they should both explain the din. Meaning, specifically, they both ought to explain why yesh koch lakar b'shev al tasa, but not b'kum v'aser. So if you say the first side, that it's a taka is not kir, but it's davar kal, so you're saying, well, shev al tasa is kal and kum v'aser is chamer. Okay. The other way of saying it is there's no akir at all, nor vos. Chazal just set up a second, they legislate a new second din, and then I have to choose. So, how do I choose? So, Rav Chanan says, well, we have a rule, Zvachim, Erevin, Dafkur, Rosh Hashanah, Chavez, we have a rule of Sheval Tasa. So, if Chazal were to say, let's put it this way, let's say they were to tell me, go eat Trif. That's not Sheval Tasa. Right? So, first approach would say, Shreif is Chavor, it's Kumbase. The Chazal don't write to tell me, violate the din of the Easter against the Shreif. They can all tell me, violate the mitzvah of Shofar. Okay. The other approach would be to say, well, what would happen? They're not undoing anything. So what's the difference? It's because if they tell me, if the Zerat Mitzvah derives to blow shofar, and then they create Din Rabban, don't blow shofar. So blow shofar, don't blow shofar. Shev Al Tasa tells me, don't blow shofar. Follow the Din Rabban. But if there's a Din derives to don't eat treif, and Chazal say, no, for some reason we're making a new Din Rabbanan, you're mechuyev to eat bacon for breakfast on Tuesdays. Whatever it is. He's had his breakfast. So then why doesn't that work? Because Shabbat Tasa tells me, don't have the bacon. Shabbat, in that case, Shabbat Tasa tells me, follow the Doris. Okay. Either Svara is going to lead to the same conclusion, apparently, ostensibly, that Yesh Koach Laker b'Shabbat Tasa, but Ein Koach Laker b'Kumba Seh. But here's a twist. A twist was that I mentioned yesterday. Rechanan, I'm not sure why he does not point this out. Rechanan talks that in Simas Samachtes and Kovetz Ars, by the way, is Rechanan's own Sefer on Yavamas. Kovetz Shiurim, which you've seen around the two volumes, those are Shiurim. Those are based on Talmidim's notes. The first volume has notes on two Mord Masechtas, two Nash Masechtas, two Mizik Masechtas. But maybe it's Apsachim, Beitzah, Ksubas, and Kiddushim. And Baba Khan Baba Basra. The Sarana Yeshiva is that Elimelech Drillman, one of the last European Rosh Yeshiva here at YU. When I came, he was one of the last surviving European Rosh Yeshiva. He had learned Rabbi Elchanan Baranovich, but he was, by the way, not much older than you. Elchanan was basically a high schooler, first year of his marriage. When you learn Kabbalah Shur, it's Machai. That's you. You should be dating. It's Machai for me. And we'll have you. So Rabbi Drillman, the Messiah is there, that Kovetz Shiurim Beitzah is based on Rabbi Drillman's notes when he was in Rukhan Shiva. The Kovetz Ha'aris, which is what I'm calling here, as Rukhan himself wrote, a sefer on Yavamas, ostensibly, supposedly, some called Darakula. But he managed to find a way to fit every single you want to talk about. You know, he found the places in Yavamas somewhere that talks about whatever you want to talk about. So, same as Samachtas. He talks about the Torah, there's a Tosfos, Yavamas. That's very legitimate. There's a Sugya Pekhas and Sadi, and there's a Tosfos. And so he talks about the what, and he talks about the why. Strangely, Lachon doesn't see directly connect them. But Lachon, they are connected, and I wrote so I can make this point to me over 2 decades ago. But they are Lachon connected. Because, let's unpack that a little bit. If you say, either way, Sheval Tasa, but which Sheval Tasa? So if you say it's a Dover Kal, Chazal the right to undo lower level dinim, but not higher level dinim. So as we started talking about yesterday, there are several indications that mitzvahs asay are less severe than mitzvahs los asay. Mitzvahs los asay are more chomer than mitzvahs asay. One indication is los asays often have an onesh of misa or Misa b'dei shamayim, or Malkus. Malkus, many, maybe most, Lavin have Malkus. No mitzvahs asay have Malkus. That's one indication. The Onesh is different. Number two, he spoke yesterday about the one or two cigarettes. In Siberia, no one should be smoking cigarettes. But if you're in Siberia, don't smoke the cigarettes. Use them to buy an esrog. Like yesterday, your Adea Kufnan Zion, that for a mitzvahs asay, you're mechuyev to spend up to 20% of your assets. But to avoid a Lav, you're mechuyev to spend Kol Hon Beso, 100% of your assets. So a second indication that a mitzvah asay is more, that a los asay is more chomer than asay. Lav is more chomer than asay. So again, one indication is onshim. Another indication is you have to spend a chomesh, 20% of your assets, versus kol hon beso. And you'll find that in your Yoredeya. In Kufnin Zayin. A third indication, Mein Yana Diyoma, we're in the Chodesh Ha'o, the Mishnah, the end of Yuma, talks about Dalet Chiluke Kapara. How much do you need to get Kapara for an Avera? Do you just have to do Tshuva? Do you need Tshuva and Yom Kippur? Do you need even more? So the Mishnah says, a mitzvah say is just Tshuva. Mitzvah also say, ready, you're going to need to have Tshuva and Yom Kippur. So all these indicate that a lav is more chomer than an asay. So when you talk about davar kal, we mean a lav. So if you're going to say it's akira's davar kal,
that corresponds. That now we understand why the Sfaradi Rishonim say, oh, it's a difference between an Aseh and a Lav. Yeah, because an Aseh is a lower level din. It's a din kal. A Lav is a din chomer. Chazal the right to undo a din kal. Betzim hachevtze. But not to undo the etzim hachevtze of a din chomer. Mitzvah Aseh versus mitzvah lo Aseh. Ah, whereas if you say like the Tzveit Tzad, the Tzveit Zayin, and the Bukhan and the Chakira, that they're not touching any devices. They're saying of you and I, and every Eitan and every Zevi in the world, and every Avram, the two Avrams are also by different nicknames. But they're even more double names, and the two Natans. Natanayim. So, and everyone who has shares a name with someone else or doesn't matter, that if Chazal are setting me up and you up to have to say what? Shev al tasa adiv. What does shev al tasa mean by shev al tasa adiv? There it means physical passivity. For sure. How do I know? Because the original, who here learned Rosh Hashanah? What was the original shev al tasa adiv? If you didn't learn Rosh Hashanah, I said it 5 minutes ago. What was the original conflict in which the Mishnah says Shev al tasa adiv? Sprinkling, and it's a conflict between which two dinim? Bal Tigra and Bal Tosin. Is either of them a mitzvah say? No. Bal is Bal, Beis Lamed, is rabbinic Hebrew for lo. Whenever the Torah says lo tashchis, Chazal say Bal tashchis. Lo sosif, Bal tosif. Lo sigra, Bal tigra. Bal Tigra and Baal Tosif, those are both Lavan. So clearly when we talk about the triage, it's a question of just being like physically, it's better to violate halacha passively than actively. So if you say it's based on Shem al Tasa Adiv, then we're talking physical passivity. If you say it's actually an Akira of the Davar Kal, then we're talking about mitzvahs Aseh, which is mitzvahs Los Aseh. Smooth, neat, geschmack. I will not belabor the point, but if you look in Rosh Hashanah, you'll notice that Tosfos HaRosh appears to be aligned with the Shev al Tasa Adiv approach, and the Ritva is a very different approach to Shev al Tasa Adiv. He'd probably be aligned with the Akiras Davar Kal approach, which is once again super, super, super consistent. We'll just put that as a footnote. Goes to Rosh and Rosh Hashanah versus the Ritzvah and Rosh Hashanah. Shmat.
Now that we have a system on the board, now yesterday the Torah dropped this very Yeshir, hopefully now that this is clearer and more well developed, that there are two approaches that we've shown consistently to what does Shabbat Ha'asa mean, and therefore there are two approaches to why. One drives the other. Oh, so now let's talk about our three hanging questions. The last one was just a Chicago Shaila, the interesting Shaila, Rekiv Yosef Schlesinger. So, Taka, what we just, based on what we know now, what would you say? Should I go here? Should I? But he's blowing anyways. I'm not being the Sayyid, the Obey, I hold the Usher to blow. But my going isn't lending him support. He's not even going to notice that I'm there, and he made it very clear that he doesn't care about anyone else thinks, for better or for worse. What do you say, Rami?
Maybe if it's a global akira, then you don't have a chiyah, because there's no...
Oh! If Chazal would talk a oker the din, so then what mitzvah shofar? It's gone. You're going to go hear shofar, you will do zippo. It's no better than hearing shofar and chanukah. There's no mitzvah. There's no kiyah. If Mashiach comes on Chanukah, it'll blow shofar. But there's no kiyah on mitzvah. Yom Tri Yilachem on Chanukah. Zero. Exactly.
But if you say the second reason, that's only because you can't do both. If you can do both.
Ooh, then. Very good. So let's add also here a Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm sorry, the board is small and the shtender is big. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas also says exactly what Rami said.
But Yonim brought the daf alaf on base. There's no daf alaf in the Gemara, but there is daf alaf in the Rif. Rabbi Yonah is the Rif of Brachas instead of having Ran for the Mephilos, the Brachas of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah was a Rebbe of the Rajba. He and the Rabban were both Rebbeim of the Rajba. I'm sorry, put it in the wrong place. Rabbi Yonah, let's do this right. Rabbi Yonah says, as Rami said, that Akira's Dari, Rabbi Yonah says, if Chazal tell me in the first Mishnah of Brachas, don't say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, without getting into all the details of the sugya, they said, yeah, and if you, Rabbi Yonah makes it sound like, and if you did say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, you haven't fulfilled a thing. It wouldn't even help. Oh, Ataka forgot. I should have said Kriya Shema before Chatzos. Ataka forgot. I was at a wedding and I got distracted. Now it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So Rabbi Yonah says, don't bother. You're not going to accomplish anything. Chazal undid the din d'oraisa. It's gone. It's literally Akira's done. Oh, so then, very good. So according to that side, what are you blowing shofar? What are you going to hear shofar for? It's like going to a museum. It's cute. You're going to a musical recital. It's tokei l'shir, but it's not a mitzvah. Masha eino ken, if you say it's not an Akira, it's just that there is a mitzvah of shofar, but there's also an isser of shofar. So I can't blow, and you can't blow, and he can't blow. But if the other Hebrew, Kivas or Schlesinger, is blowing anyways, and I told him, please don't blow. We wrote articles in the Torah journals that we think you're wrong. And he wrote articles back that he thinks he's right. Shame. So we tried, and he's not listening to us. He's blowing anyways. So I should hop around. Here's my chance to mekayim the mitzvah of Torah. I'm avoiding. I just resolved the conflict. There was a conflict normally, the mitzvah of shofar versus the issur of shofar, but now it's off the table because he's blowing anyways. So I can go hear the shofar without any avera. His avera, not my avera. So I may as well go blow. That very good. So once you appreciate the what drives the why, so number one, that gives us clarity about how you, why you would or would not go to hear Vakibi Yisr Schlesinger. Help her.
Since it's not your Avera, there's no issue of Mitzvah of Avera. He's blowing it over
you. Okay, that's a good question.
Say, like, it's still, he's blowing it for Yisr, so are you really going to go?
That's a good question. Maybe I should say it's a Mitzvah of Avera.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Even if it's not completely it's still a mitzvah of Avera.
That's an interesting point.
If it's not your Avera, I'm not sure if that's different.
That's an interesting point. That would require more Ian into the... There are, and those learning Rosh Hashanah this summer, maybe or maybe not, dealt with. There's a lot of discussion we've shown about when does mitzvah of Avera apply, when not. It's a very good point. We would need to litigate that. Yeah, Shaul David.
Can't consider his blowing in the Kibbutz, which is blowing in the Jofar. Mutter for him since he holds it is mutter.
Ah, very good, very good. So you're right. The Mikra Koder of Sipesa Frank has another angle also, which is I've been saying presenting this as just a clean off Kamina. There's it's a way for him to do it, but he's doing it anyways. But there's another angle, and there's another angle which is what you're saying, which Mikra Koder does raise, which is maybe he's right. Forget about the nature of Akira's Davar. He holds that there's no Akira's Davar going on. So we don't Boston like him. But maybe he's right. So maybe we should go listen in case he's right. Right? That's another take on it also. Correct. Dovi.
Yeah. Don't you, when listening to Shofar, don't you need to do it Lashmala? Like you need to say this sound is for my Shofar. This is my to Shofar. For me, if you're listening to the shofar, you're not hearing it, Lishma, you're not hearing anything. So, and then if you are hearing it, oh, this is from the man to shofar, then you're masking to his approach anyway.
That's an interesting point. So, if Adobe is saying, let's dive even deeper into Rosh Hashanah Chavkas, and the primary sugya, Chavkas, Shanah, Chavkas, Chavkas, is Bitzos, Shrikas, Kavana. Which seems to be a machlokas amoraim, and might even stretch into chavtes lamedal, which is part of machlokas mishorim haklaskim. But leaving out the details,
So the Gemara does raise an issue in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere whether mitzvos are minimally purely physical, or every physical mitzvah requires also a pnimius, a kavana as well. There is certainly a shita in Amaran, whether we pass them like it or not is a good question. The shita in Amaran that mitzvah is trichas kavana, which means, let's define, that when I do a maisa mitzvah, I'm only yotze if not only I did the maisa mitzvah correctly, but also I intended specifically, not only I was aware of what I'm doing, but I had religious intent. And for instance, the Gemara there discussed the opening case of that sugya is tokeh, what opening case of the sugya? It's tokeh elishia. It's Rosh Hashanah, but I don't go to shul to hear shofar. I go to Central Park, and it's a beautiful fall day, and there's some organization that put together an international music festival in Central Park, and they're different people are demonstrating their own, basically their own ethnic background, their own traditional instruments. And it's beautiful. If you have that type of aesthetic taste, it's very, very satisfying. And I stop and listen to the drums from Africa, and I stop and listen to some sort of more unique instrument from the Caribbean, and here and there, it's fascinating, And then at one point I stop and there's a fellow blowing a ram's horn. And he's blowing one long, and three short, one long, and another long, and three short. It's talking about like SOS, but not exactly. And I said, it's very pretty, very rousing. Now, here is a I'm a Jew. I just heard a Jew blow kolos of a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Was I yotze or not? That's tokei l'shir. The maisa was correct, but I wasn't doing it l'man the mitzvah. I was just doing it for musical appreciation. So that's in my focus in Rosh Hashanah. And without getting into the details of the sugya, I did it myself. That bal tokeya was blowing purely for musical purposes. Is he yotze or is he not yotze? He did the maisa mitzvah properly. There was a kosher shofars, kosher kolos, that did not intermittent everything, but there was no kavanah l'shem mitzvah. He wasn't doing it because of the religious intent. He wasn't doing it because God said to the after blow shofar. No, he's doing it for aesthetic satisfaction. So that, so Dovi points out correctly. That is a machlokas, a shonach of chesh nadeh zahavzurim. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or ain't tzrichas kavanah. You do a mitzvah without kavanah l'shem mitzvah, you don't tzir hap. That's true. However, so you're right, Dovi, but if I go to hear Akivi Rikivias of Schlesinger, and it's all about the hak. This is not tokei elishia. No one is doing this for the sake of appreciation. But it's good hak. I mean, this has to happen. And how many times, you know, no, we haven't cleared the shiloh in a long time. I had this first, some of you may be aware, to do a couple years ago to be involved in the what may have been the first time the Jews did the mitzvah of Sreim. Surely the Jews in the Western world fulfilled the mitzvah of Sreifas Asherah in a good 1500 years. All sorts of fascinating shilohs came up, and no one talks about it. Mamers, like basic yesodis. No one talks about it. Is there a chi of Sreif on the roots also, which is practically speaking very difficult? No one I couldn't find anyone talks about it. Is there a bracha? Hard to know. I think some of you got Shiori Mitzvah. Some of you got Shiori Mitzvah. So the things that hadn't dried out before the summer. But this is also, you know, in the 1800s. When was the last time there was a Jew who had a shita that we should blow shofar? When was the last time anyone had a havamina that the din is you blow shofar in Shabbos? So that was, like, it was a good hak. So you say, if I just come for the hak, and mamash not machan al shei mitzvah, so this can be totally in mitzvah shrikas gavana. Correct. But I'd say, no, but I'm going with the chesh, with the halachic cheshbon. What's the halachic judgment? Again, there is a mitzvah of shofar. Norvas Chazal says also to do it. Okay, but now here's, I'm not going to blow, but if he blows, I'll chaper on the mitzvah. So it doesn't mean I agree with him that it's mutzah to do it. I just agree with that. That was the Retzu Shal David pointed out. Then Mikar Kosh raises that also. Maybe he's right. Bim Veholz, for sure he's wrong. He's wrong. It's also to do it. But if I hold like the second sign of the Chakira, the Ashkenazi approach, so then the mitzvah d'oraisa remains, just as it's been usher to access it. But he's going to do the blowing, so then maybe I should access it. Let's take one or two more questions, and then we'll move these ideas further. Yeah, Alicia.
I'm just curious,
part of the sliya in Rosh Hashanah is that he, the Baal Shem Tov, has a kavana for the shomer. If I'm listening to him and he has a kavana for me, that means I'm to some extent masking that what he's doing.
So again, I'm asking. You're saying Dovi, but with a twist. He's asking for Chav Chesna Beis. You're asking for Chav Tesna Ralph. Right. But I think the answer is I think the kasha is also good, and I think the answer is the same. In other words, yeah. Again, if I held like the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah, if I held like the Sfaradim, that's Taka Chazal or Oker Shofar. So then in a Chanami, there's no point. With or without Kavana, there's no point. But if I hold like the approach to Baal Tosfos, that the Chazal weren't okay, the Din D'Oraisa remains, just as Aser for me to access it. So then, Mashal Ma'ad Davar Domer. We do have a Chiyuv of Karban Pesach every single Yud Dalad Nisan, uninterruptedly, for the last 2,000 years. Jews, every Jew. Right, okay, we could handle about the Torah Yoshua Eretz Yisrael Shavuot. Chun, you're a Jew who's in Yerushalayim. You're a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. You're a Jew who's living in Modi'in. You're living in Beit Meir. You have a chiyuv every year in Erev Pesach to be makir of Karban Pesach. Nor of us, we can't. Why? Because we're Tamei. Because politically it's not. Because it's because nefesh. Because Karban Pesach is not dov because nefesh, etc., etc., etc. But fundamentally, I have the chiyuv. I just practically can't access it. If I'm a Jew who lives in Siberia 50 years ago, 150 years ago, so I'm desperate for an esrig, but I can't get an esrig. I'm stuck on a desert island, Robinson Crusoe, December Island, whatever it is. There's no matzah, there's no wheat, there's no grain growing on the whole island. So Pesach comes, I'm keeping track of the calendar, and Pesach comes, I have no matzah, I have no grain, so I don't have a choice. I have the mitzvah, I have the chiyuv, I just have no way of fulfilling it. Okay, so Onus Rachamana Patre. So the second side has been saying that it's Onus Rachamana Patre. I have a mitzvah shofar. Narvas Chazal engineered a system where I'm never allowed to be Mekayim. Okay, so I'm stuck. But the mitzvah exists. That's the whole point. There's no Akir. The mitzvah is there. So if he's blowing, how do you write that if he doesn't know there are people listening, he's not going to have Kavan Lahotzi? Okay, but let's say he knows. He wasn't born yesterday. He knew that there were people listening. He was hoping that people listening. Again, Mitzido, he holds it's the right thing to do. So he wants to emote everybody. Right? So even if I hold that he's wrong, it's the wrong thing to do. If I hold like the second side, the chetz of the mitzvah is still there, no vos, the iser gavra to blow. So there is a mitzvah shofar. So he's mechavan lahotzi. I am the mechavan lotzeis. Absolutely. I'm not coming for the hack. I came to Yotze Mitzvah Reis of Shofar. Yes, I have Kavalotzes. I think it's awesome for him to blow. But if he's blowing, he and I will be Mekai Mitzvah Reis of Shofar. Just like, unless you say Mitzvah Baba Veira. I mean, if a Jew learns when he should be Davin, if a Jew learns when he should be doing Chesed, so does that mean he didn't learn? Maybe. I mean, he learned. But it was the wrong thing to do. He got the mitzvah of learning, but it was still the wrong thing to do because he should have helped the little old lady across the street. So there is a mitzvah of shofar. I think you're wrong for being Mekayim shofar, but once you do, I'll be Mekayim too. Okay. Maybe let's continue that. I'm glad to circle around later for more questions again. So again, we have a clear machlokes that we've shown him in terms of how you define what does Shagal Tasa mean. And it seems to align, Rosenzweig suggested to me Svara, that it aligns, the Chakira aligns with the Machlokas or what, and I think it's demonstrable also that there are several Rishonim who seem to take stands, and it lines up, that the Tosfos Rosh seems to be aligned with the it's not Nakir Shabbat Tasa Adif, and Rabbi Yonah explicitly, and the Ritva seems to imply also that he's aligned on the other side. Good. So and now we're again taking this back to the opening questions. One opening question had been, what would you do in that funny case if you keep guys? Schlossinger said, oh, Gavalda, that's a nafkamina. The other nafkamina is also, but this is perhaps the most exciting nafkamina. Are you Mekayim anything if you ignore the Akira's Davar and go ahead and do the Mitzvah? So if you say it's Nakar, so you're not Mekayim anything. not only did you do the wrong thing, you didn't do anything right. Whereas according to Taisis, you did the wrong thing, but you were also Mekayim the Mitzvah. You shouldn't have been Mekayim the Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah exists, and therefore someone else made the Kiyotu do as well. And now let's take it back, Rabbi Yisai, to our first question, or our first pair of questions, which is, we're not just floating through Shas. We're trying to understand Gittin La'adav Lama Bavim Beis. We are learning the seventh Gittin. And we said, you open Gittin, and right away, Amachleik Zabai and Rava, we said, what's going on here? What's going on here? Why is Rava not like Abai? It's not that he doesn't agree with the principle of Sheval Taseh. Their Rebbe, Rava, was Rei Mechadish, both of them, as we saw in Yavama, Stav Peites, Stav Tzadi. Stav Peites, he said, Hefek doesn't have good truth. And Stav Tzadi, he said, Sheval Taseh Adiv. And you remember, Sheval Taseh Adiv there was an incredibly versatile answer, which and was Miyashiv one kasha on Sadi Amin Aleph, and Miyashiv another seven kasha in quick succession on Sadi Amin Beis. So it's not like Rava doesn't hold the Sheval Taseh shiny. Rava presumably agrees that to Abaye and to Rava, Yeshkov Yachav Lakadar and Tabi Sheval Taseh. So why is he not using it here? And therein lies the answer, that last word, here. Presumably, offhand, if I was just learning Gittin, I didn't look at the rest of Shas, I said, okay, Abaye says that Yesh Kol Lach V'Sheval Taseh. Rava says, what's the svar? Okay, maybe it's not so mistaver. Again, Abaye didn't give any makar. Rava gave two psukim for half kibbutz and half kibbutz. So I'm just learning Gittin. I can mistakenly misunderstand the Gemara as Rava rejects Abaye's Yisod. But once you put the sugya in the context of the larger sugya, it's clearly incorrect. In Gittin, it looks like Sheval Taseh is just one line of Abaye's Chiddush with no makor, with no anything, no structure. We're looking at this. We all agree Sheval Taseh. It's all over the place. So it's Takim Shah. So then why didn't Rava use it? So Chora, thinking logically, I said, okay, so it can't be that he doesn't accept Sheval Taseh at all. Instead, he doesn't accept Sheval Taseh here. Why? Good. So, very good. And that's what Benny was saying Sefer before. I told you before, you're on to something. Sheval Taseh, is it Sheval? I agree to Sheval Taseh. But is this Sheval Taseh? So if we, when we started the Gemara, we said, it's Sheval Taseh, okay. Why not? But now we're more sophisticated. Now we said, let's roll up our sleeves. I said the other day, let's roll up our sleeves and begin to dig into the world of Sheval. Here's Davar Torah, Sheval. There's a whole sugya out there. And now we'll come back to where we began, equipped to see things with greater nuance. Is it Sheval Tasna? Well, it depends. It depends. I don't know. Now I can phrase that question with a greater nuance and sophistication. According to Tosis, the question is, are you violating the din in a physically passive fashion? According to the Rabbanu based Midrasha, the question is, are you being mavatal mitzvah saseh, but not violating any los saseh? And the answer is, it depends. Because I am being physically passive. The lova is just not paying. The lova is not going and punching the malva in the nose. The lova is not going and taking money back from the malva. He's just not paying. You lent me money. You lent me money before the end of Shemitah. Shemitah comes and goes. The end of Shemitah comes. Shemitah mishameta is besofa. In a month, now you come to ask me for the money back, and I say, hi. Have a nice day. I don't do anything to you. I just don't pay. So yeah, that's Sheval Taseh, according to Tosfos. According to the Rashba, well, that's not Sheval Taseh. That's I'm being vatal mitzvahs. I'm violating Averis. As a matter of fact, who told us that you're violating Averis? It was a Rashi. Mara Vadan de Tishmat, in the third line on Vavim Beis, page 72, 36b1. Mara Vadan de Tishmat. It's a good sign that few people left. You have no idea what I'm talking about. That's Chachan al Piyam. How did Tosis, how did Rashi explain, what was the Gemara's Kasha? How could the Chacham say Midrabanan? Kriya Yishmita Tzav Midrabanan, but you're a Gazlan. Minator, you owe him the money. Minator, you're a deadbeat. Minator, you're a Gazlan. Lo Sigzol. It's a love. A love of Gezel, a love of Olo Sashok. It's a love. It's a passive love, but it's a love. Gevaldik. So, I don't have an explanation, Lefi Tosos, for why Rava disagrees with Abaye, but I do have an explanation, Lefi the Chachmei Sfarad. Why did Rava disagree with Abaye? Because he said, Abaye, you apparently hold the Sheval Tasa means physically passive. I don't think that's what it means. Avada, Rava says to Abaye. Avada, our Rebbe, Rava says that the Sheval Tasa Shayin. But he meant, but that means Bitzel Asay. That's not this. This is a violation of a law. Passively, but violation of a law. In other words, according to the Chachmei Sfarad, I would guess that I would suggest that Rava rejects Abaye because Abaye is taking a Tosfos approach. And the Chachmei Sfarad would say, but we don't hold like that. And Rava says to Abaye, I don't think that's what Sheval Tasa means. This is not Sheval Tasa. And by the way, we opened this morning's shir with a curious Rashba. And we said, oh, there's a Rishon right here. Explain Abaye. It talks about Sheval Tasa being physically passive. Oh, it's Sheval Tasa because we're saying Al Tigbe. Don't collect, don't pay, physically passive. Hi, how could it be that the Rashba says it? The answer is because the Rashba at that point is explaining which Amora. Abaye. Yeah. Clearly Abaye thinks that Sheval Tasa, Adif, Sheval Tasa means physically passive. It's just that the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva presumably would say that's what Abaye holds. But that's not what Rava holds. And when there's a Machlok, Abaye and Rava, whom do we pass on like? With six exceptions, Rosh HaTeva's Yal Kagam, except for the six cases are referred to, whichever those six cases are exactly, but except for six cases which are Rosh HaTeva's Yal Kagam, except for those six cases we pass on like Abaye, in the rest of Shas we pass on like Rava. So I think the Rashba would say, I don't have a teretz for Tosus, why does Rava accept Abaye? But for the Chachmei Sfarad, that's probably why Rava does not get Abaye's pshat. Because the Chachmei Sfarad would say, the Machloikas Abaye and Rava is the Machloikas. How do you define Sheval Tasa? Abaye is assuming that this is Sheval Tasa. And the Rashba, by the way, as I told you before, he makes that point. Abaye is not being Machadesh, the concept of Sheval Tasa. He's saying this is a case of Sheval Tasa. He didn't say Sheval Tasa shiny. He said Sheval Tasa. This is Sheval Tasa. Abaye and Rava would say, no, it's not. It's not Sheval Tasa. Why would they debate that? This Machloikas. Tosis clearly wouldn't say that, because Tosis thinks we're Paskin. That Sheval Tasa is physically passive. So I'm not sure. So that if we pass there, it means that's how Rava holds, because Rava and Abaye are passing like Rava. So for Tosis, I don't have a suggestion. I'm open to suggestions, but for the Chachmei Sfarad, that's Lachar. That is the Machlokes by Rava the Sugya. That's why Rava didn't like Abaye's Teretz, because Abaye's Teretz is gebayt on the assumption it's built. Your Yiddish is a little bit rusty. Shitat Abaye bnuya la hanacha. להגדרה ששבלתס זאת אומרת סבילות פיזית, physical passivity. It's clear. Once you have these lenses, once you have the sensitivity that Rabbi Chanan gives us, that there's machlokes rishonim going on here, so you look at our sugya and you say right away, yeah, Abaye is assuming that it's physical passivity, which if you're by a Tosfos, that's great. But if you're the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva, well, what does that mean? That doesn't correspond, and the Rashba himself seems to align with that. But the answer is, yeah, that's, we'll add just two words. It's Rashba Gittin, B'das Abaye. And he would probably say, Bezegufa nechalku. Abaye holds that Shevatasa is pasuk. It's very nice. And Rava disagrees, as we see in the rest of Shas, according to the Chachmei Svar. So good. So that's why Rava did not hold of Abaye. So we've accomplished. What we've accomplished is that now we understand part of the Gemara. We're learning from Maseches Gittin, and now we understand a little bit of what's going on in Maseches Gittin. We understand it by approaching it in a methodical way. Abaye says something that Shevel Tasa Adif. We wonder, why does Rava not say what Abaye said? Especially when he's looking at Vamas. It seems like he ought to say it. So the answer is, well, let's figure out something about Shevel Tasa, and then let's see if we can make sense of it. And indeed, we explored it, and we saw that it's a big, big, big Machlokes Rishonim, which means, according to the Rashban, Rosh Hashanah, Rabban Beis Midrash, Rashba, the Chaver of Nivamas, the Rashba of Chaver of Nksubas, and the Ritzvan Rosh Hashanah, and Yonim Brachis, Abaye's Teres Taka is very schwer. I understand, according to this fire, I understand well why Rabba didn't want to say like Abaye. Once I know a little more about Shaval Tasa, I see that Abaye's Teres is far from obvious. And the Rashba himself, if you're Medayik hearing it, is pointed out. Abaye's Teres wasn't to mecharish the concept of Shevel Tasa, it was to apply it to this case. And that's exactly, I would suggest, for the Rashba, the Chaverah, what Abaye says, this case is also, and Rava says, no, it's not. This case is not Shevel Tasa. I agree with the concept, but not with the application. So he worked out a major machlokes we've shown him, and we saw big lishitasam in terms of what Shevel Tasa is and why Shevel Tasa works. A nafkamina, there are several nafkaminas, and one nafkamina we gave was the Rekivi Yosef Schlesinger. Is there any kiyum if you do a mitzvah that you know that was nakar by Chazal, b'Shevel Tasa, and it allowed us to work on our sugya, to understand the Gemara, and to understand what at first seems like a surprising Rashba is actually a very, very geschmack and satisfying and well-aligned and beautifully meduyik Rashba. There are a lot of questions on the sugya. Barber. Is there a reason why Abaye doesn't want to hold like Rava? Yeah, that's where we're going next. We're going next, now that we've figured out why Rava doesn't hold like Abaye, we have to ask the other question. And as I mentioned, this sugya is at the intersection of Akira's Davar Torah and Shemitah's Ksafim. That's what the Gemara is doing. It's applying Akira's Davar to Shemitah's Ksafim. So you expect that a lot of lumdas is going to be either one or the other. Either it's going to hinge on how you understand what's the nature of Akira's Davar or what's the nature of Shemitah's Ksafim. I think, could be wrong, my suspicion is that at least for the Chachmei Svarad, why Rava doesn't hold like Abaye has to do with the lumdas of Akira's Davar, which we've been talking about, why Abaye doesn't say like Rava might have to do with the lumdus of Shemitah's Ksafim. I mean, just like Abaye is making a certain assumption of Shevel Tasa, Rava might not like, Rava might be making a certain assumption about the nature of Shemitah's Ksafim that Abaye doesn't like. So for that, where we're going next is to figure that out. Yeah, Eitan.
I was in this answer to the question before, why didn't
they give
the
answer? I'm sorry, why didn't? Oh, very good. Eitan remembers that there were our first two kashas when he learned the Gemara was why is Abaye not say like Rava, why is Rava not say like Abaye? And then the third question is going to be, and why didn't either of them give this answer earlier? Right? Why they all wait until step two? Now the truth is, we can answer that a little bit. We'll get that out. That's so be kasha number three. Well, for starters, we could probably that itself is a double kasha. Why didn't Abaye say Shevel Tasa earlier, and why didn't Rava say Hefkeres and Hefker earlier, right? Or why didn't either one say Hefkeres and Hefker earlier? So we probably could at least answer the Abaye question, because Abaye gave a different answer earlier. So why didn't he say Shevel Tasa? Because that's not Shevel Tasa. Probably the holidays, right? Because again, the second kasha was how did Chazal create Shemitah's Ksafim? That is physically passive. They said, don't pay your debts. earlier, the question was, how do Chazal create Prusbul? On the assumption that there is a Shemitah Ksafim Deraisa, an assumption that Min HaTorah, I don't owe you the money, but now you're making me pay the money. So that's according to both opinions, that is Kumbah said. It's physically active, you're collecting the money from me, you're forcing me to pay the money. That's not passive. It's not that the lender isn't just, you know, sitting on his hands and waiting for money to fall from heaven. The lender is going knocking your door and sending a collection agency, and he is actively collecting. That is physically active, and it's also a violation of a law. Which law? The egos. Pasuk in the Chumash. It's not just a mitzvah say of Shamot. It's a law of the egos. Plus, it's also Gezel, potentially. So good. So now that I'm glad you pointed that out, Eitan. So at least you understand why Shev Al Tasad was irrelevant before. Hefker doesn't Hefker, that's not as clear. That we'll have to figure out. So that'll be step three. Step one was, why is Rav not saying like Abaye to the second Kasha? That's where we just wrapped up. Step two, coming attractions is, and why did Abaye not say like Rava? And then step three will be, as you said, and why did Rava wait so long to talk about Hefker or Bezdin Hefker? Yeah. Alicia, Jovi, Ezra, yeah.
Maybe one can answer for Tosfos, that why Rava did say Abaye, because since we're dealing with loans here, this could be more of a Romanus than just a Heather, in which case we use a passing Abaye.
Well, I think you're thinking Rav and Shmuel. Yeah. Gemara says Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel, Hilchas Rav B'Suri, Hilchas Shmuel B'Din. One way of understanding why a pasuk like Rav Nisra and Hector, why a pasuk like Shmuel and Dinim Amenas is that Shmuel had a more yeshivish yeshiva, a Nashim Narada, specialized in Nashim Zikin, that's how some understand it. And Rav's yeshiva, they learned more broadly, Moed, Archaim, Yardea, Moed, Kachin, they learned the Yisrael. Perhaps that's how some understand. They both knew all Shas, but Rav perhaps. Specialized more in Yisrael Heter, and then Shmuel specialized more in Dinimah. That's one approach. Other ways of understanding also. Whatever it is, you are correct. That's a klal that by Rav and Shmuel we differentiate. But by and Rava, Bain base Yisrael Heter, Bain be Dinimah Menas, we always pass like Rava except for Yalkagam, I believe. Yeah. Let's take one or two questions, and then we're going to head down to the Beis HaMedrash. And then I'll be glad to take many more questions there. Yeah.
So your answer for the physically passive, if you by the physically passive you have to juggle between two different things, which basically you're gonna go against something either way, versus have to raise an answer where you're actually being ogre or something. Because we're not saying that you're being ogre or something, you're just choosing one over the other. Rather than have to raise an answer where you get to actually you're totally clean. As opposed to technically doing something wrong because you have to choose between two things, this is much cleaner. It's actually based on actually making the loan. They're actually being ogre or something. You're actually
If you think that Chazal or the Sheva Tasa doesn't involve an actual Akira, then it doesn't involve that here either.
What do you mean?
They're not being ogre.
Right, no, but meaning by Hefker, which is why...
Oh, Hefker as Hefker is neater because that's a full Akira.
Correct.
Oh, you say, it's a good point. Dovi's saying a different way, if you look at the board, a different way of thinking, you're saying, I was suggesting that maybe Rava didn't like Abaye because of the question of what? Is this even Sheva Al Tas or not? You're saying maybe it has to do with the question of why. That since, And what Dovi just did for us is I explained why according to Chachma Sfarad, Rava wouldn't like Abaye. Dovi's explained, and how about Abaye Taisus? So maybe Abaye Taisus said, yeah, Rava agrees that this is Sheval Tasa. It doesn't say that Abaye is not wrong. I was saying that according to Chachma Sfarad, Rava said Abaye is wrong. It doesn't work. You're saying Abaye Taisus said Abaye is right, but it's weak, it's schwach. Yeah, if they weren't really ochre, they just set up it up. So that's okay, but wouldn't it be more attractive to say Hefker as an Hefker? They actually got under the hood and changed it. That's very sharp. Amazing. Very good. So now we have a full, now we're talking to you both halves of it, and we have a full. You're saying this is the Chachmei Sfar would answer the kasha based on this, and the Chachmei Ashkenaz would answer the kasha based on the why. Fantastic, shkoyach. Okay, so we close with Dovi. So Dovi wrapped up, gave us the other half of the sugya. Shkoyach, amazing. Amazing. Okay, Dovi wrapped this up beautifully. This is our finale on Sheval Tassa. There's always more to say. This really wraps things up with a bow very, very nicely. We'll head down to the Beis HaMedrash.